Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Recco is with us. He's got an update. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Hurry into the Lexus L Certified Spring Collection sales event going on now at Ray Catino Lexus. You're on the Giants, so we'll stay there. Here was Dave Gettleman as he met the media Thursday with the draft next week. He was asked about the players in the draft. A couple of things going on here. One, he's drinking water. He flutters his lips. You'll hear that. And then he's thinking to himself at the end.
What position group has impressed you the most?
What?
The wides are real thick. Wides, the offensive tackles are thick. Wide tackles.
They're thick?
And then he's talking thick. To himself.
Oh, yeah, he said wides?
Wides.
So that, so he's now coined a new term, the wides.
Wides are thick.
Wides are thick.
Yeah. Tackles are thick. And then the...
You, if you see the video, I don't know what the hell he's doing with his lips.
I love funny. The question, too. What position group has impressed you the most?
What position group has impressed you the most?
The most.
Conference.
I love it. He was asked about time between certain picks, and he came up with a word that I'm not sure is really a word.
You have a pick in every round, but it's 37 and 95.
Yeah, it's a big hoozie.
So is that a place where you think it's going to be hard to watch 60 good players come off the board? So
it is. It won't be fun.
What is a big hoozy?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I think it's on Urban Dictionary, hoozy. We got hog mollies, we got wides, we got
hoozies.
Hoozies.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're thick.
Okay.
And thick.
He was asked if he likes this year's quarterback class.
Yeah, kind of. Like my head.
Better than last year?
What's that?
Better than last year?
I'm not going there. Come on now.
How would he like to break in?
I would just like to, a little public service announcement. Don't go to Urban Dictionary for hoozy. Don't do that, okay? Because it's not what he was referring to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know what he was referring to.
Yeah.
You look uncomfortable right now.
Well, I just wonder if I could read it. It's one of those things. Yeah, you know what? I think I can because you've said this before, Jerry.
I have.
There's a drop of you.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. Term used as slang, such as the American Johnson. That's what hoozy is. Johnson. Philia Johnson. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Or the British, would use winky. It's also in that thing.
You say it was a wanker.
But no, wanker is a totally different thing.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Winky, Johnson, hoozy, all in the same family.
All right.
According to Urban Dictionary. Continue.
Schweiner.
Here's more Gettleman. At some point, you're going to have a new quarterback. How would you like to break him in?
Allow him to learn behind, learn at the feet, it'd be a sweet deal. Kyle's working on that right now. And don't forget about Kyle now.
Oh, nobody's forgetting about Kyle.
Yeah. When he gets done with probation, he'll be rip-raring to go.
Come on, get off that kid's back, man. That was a minor thing, man.
Oh, give me a break. I'm just having fun. But listen, you crushed him more than anybody last year.
Well, of course. Yeah, I don't need to be my quarterback being arrested for doing something stupid.
Get off his back, Boomer.
No, right, not at the time.
Made a mistake. He was asked where he'll go at 17.
Could be a corner, could be a wide receiver. You know, could be a sports writer. You never know.
He's having a blast. He was asked about Josh Rosen, says he wouldn't go there, wouldn't comment on that, as you can imagine. Rosen, courtesy of SNY, Says he gets what's happening around him. He wasn't even included in their promotional video that they released the other day.
I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions.
At the end of this time next week, I imagine we'll know what the hell is going on.
Remember last year? Remember last year at this time, you know, everybody was talking about him, and then the draft comes, and he falls to 10, and he's all ticked off, thinking that, you know, I'm going to make everybody feel sorry, you know, or pay for not drafting me.
He still might. You never know, man.
Yeah, but you know,
one year.
It's like these kids don't know what they don't know yet, you know, and he found out pretty quickly how hard it is if you don't have a good supporting cast around you.
Listen, Baker Mayfield's a cocksure individual, and he backed it up, right? I mean, this was a man who was always blabbering about how he needed to, you know, how good he was, and he ended up backing it up. So it's just that Josh Rosen found himself in an unfortunate situation.
It was definitely cocksure, yeah.
One other clip from the Giants. Here was Saquon Barkley talking about his responsibility for this club going forward.
My responsibility for this team is to continue to grow every single day as a player and as a person, take my leadership to another level, and that's pretty much it.
There you go. Pretty simple.
Yeah, he's hard not to like.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can't argue that he has not paid off the decision to go and draft him. The question is a running back going to be good enough to get you to the playoffs in the Super Bowl?
You got
alone?
The other pieces. Listen, you can have the greatest quarterback in the world. If the pieces around him aren't good, they're not winning either. Aaron Rodgers last year.
He was hurt.
Okay. But he wasn't hurt every game, and they didn't win every game he played.
He got hurt in the first game of the year.
Okay. He wasn't hurt the whole year, though.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He was not.
Yeah, he was.
He was not. Uh-huh. Jaguars VP of football operations, Tom Coughlin, said a couple of his players were not participating in the team's offseason voluntary program, but they should be. Eric Winston is the NFLPA president. He responded by saying, quote, our CBA definition of voluntary is the same as the actual definition of voluntary. Players not participating are Jalen Ramsey and Telvin Smith. Here is some sound from Coughlin, courtesy of NBC Jacksonville.
The voluntary offseason program has begun. We're very close to 100% attendance, and quite frankly, all our players should be here.
Oh, kiss my ass.
It doesn't matter.
He destroys every microphone.
I don't
microphone.
Know if it's a phone. That was a microphone. He was standing at a podium in a riser.
He must just blow something out of the...
I don't know where these jerks are, but they better get their asses in here.
Here's more Coughlin.
Championship teams are dominated by selfless individuals who recognize that the welfare of the team must always be paramount to any other consideration.
Unity over self.
He's right, I get it. He's a Marine and the whole thing. He's got all that that selfless idealism and all that, but
when they show up, we're going to make them clean the latrine and do 700,000 push-ups.
Oh.
NBA playoffs last night in Brooklyn. You were hoping it was going to be a celebratory night for the Nets. It could not have been more opposite. Even with Joel Embiid out with a sore knee, Ben Simmons took over along with Tobias Harris.
Back it up top for Scott. Back to a rolling Simmons who lays it up and in, and he got fouled by Joe Harris. And now Kenny Atkinson to use a timeout.
A terrific execution by the Sixers right there.
And Chris Carino, Tim Capstraw, the call on Nets Radio. Yeah. Nets had a couple of spurts here, but the Sixers pretty much controlled this game start to finish after the Nets had a pretty quick start. 131-115 the final. Simmons, a career playoff high, 31 points, 9 assists. He was 11 of 13. No, they couldn't. And they even at times kind of laid back to kind of force him to shoot. He didn't. He still drove the ball.
I would say last night he looked like one of the top five players in basketball last night. That's how good his game was last night. Even though he can't shoot from the outside, you know, as good as everybody would like him to do, when he gets inside, like, there's nobody can cover him.
You know, I know that Ben Simmons really good in game two and Embiid was good in game two, but without Embiid there, it really does open things up for them. Like, when one of those guys doesn't play, it seems like there's not so much infighting on sharing the basketball, and guys like Greg Monroe and Boban.
Boban. That guy's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he's got the biggest ears you've ever seen in your life.
You know, the amazing thing is that if just Embiid and Simmons would just be unselfish and make it better for each other, they have a chance to be dominating.
I know, they're just like a group of jerks, too, and you'd really like the Nets to beat them. Like, well, Embiid 20, I mean, and Simmons, a bunch of young punk
Simmons is 22 years old who doesn't realize how good he is. Right. That's what I think.
And then Butler turned into a jerk, and nobody's ever liked J.J. Redick in his life because he's one of those Duke guys. So they're just a bunch of kind of like insufferable basketball players.
Well,
but they're really good.
They reflect their fan base.
Yeah.
True.
Harris was 6 of 6 from 3. He had 29 points, 16 boards. Redick hit 5 threes. He had 26. Here's Kenny Atkinson. What happened tonight? Why couldn't you stop him?
I don't know. I wish I had the answer.
Yeah, Jared Allen says pretty simple what happened.
Yeah, I'm just going to give credit to where it's due. Ben Simmons, 11 for 13. Tobias Harris was 60% from 3. They just had a good night tonight.
Well, here is Ben Simmons. He was not interested. So Jared Dudley, you mentioned it before, what was going on with him and his comments. Shoot around the other day. Ben Simmons not interested in the controversy or discussing it any further.
I don't really have energy for it, man. Honestly, it's done. People are going to say what they want to say. It is what it is. I just got to play.
Brooklyn shot, as Boomer pointed out, 8 of 39 from 3. Caris LeVert had a spurt in the second quarter. He scored 19 points in the second. Not enough, though, 26 for the game. Philadelphia leads 2-1. Game 4 tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Then you had the Spurs and the Nuggets, and a lot went into this game. Jamal Murray had the monster quarter the other night, and so Derek White, I got to be honest with him, never heard of him. Until this morning, he went off and had himself a hell of a night last night.
They just been in the
hard hedge by Jokic, double team on him. Left wing three by White. Yes, Derek White has 32 points on 13 of 18 shooting, and the Spurs lead 108-91.
He had a huge first half. He finished with a career high 36 points. Spurs beat the Nuggets 118-108. DeMar DeRozan 25 points, 21 come in the second. LaMarcus Aldridge at 18 and 11, so San Antonio takes a 2-1 series lead there. Then you had the Warriors and the Clippers, and of course Kevin Durant has not had a great series to start, only a couple of games, but last night he jumped right in.
Rebound tip, Draymond's got it. Back to KD, loads up another three, knocks that one down. None of the Clippers could get out there. Golden State has a 32-point lead.
Tim Roy, Warriors Radio, they wound up blasting the Clippers 132-105. Durant, 38 points, 7 assists. He was asked afterwards if he feels like he had something to prove.
I've been in for 12 years, and I'm 30. I don't need to show nobody nothing at this point.
I'm 30.
Oh, man.
I'm 30.
Come
I'm
and
a
show
man.
New York something, baby. That's what you need to show us. Show us something here, baby, as a Nick.
Steph Curry, right? Or as a net in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think this personality stuff.
No, Nick Jerry.
Or as a net.
No,
a
Tobias Nick Harris will go to the
or
Nets.
Or as a net.
A Nick Jerry.
Could be a net.
A Nick Jerry.
Brooklyn is on the up. Could be a net.
I don't know what. Come play for Fizdale, who's trying to rebuild this whole thing.
You can't sell the Knicks right now.
Yeah,
it's
you
impossible
can.
To
yeah,
sell. You just need them to show up
Come
and want to be
man.
A Knick.
Let's go.
Want to play in New York City.
Fiz came here. He said, look, man, I want to be a part of rebuilding this. And, you know, I appreciate that sententiment. I appreciate what he's saying.
We're going by Fiz now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight, the Raptors take on the Magic. Celtics face the Pacers. Thunder host the Blazers. Looks like the new head coach at St. John's is former Arkansas head coach Mike Anderson.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Okay. Wow.
Just bought my season ticket plan.
So you're not jacked up for that?
Well, no. I mean, after the Iona coach, the Loyola Chicago coach, the UMBC coach, all of those coaches said no thanks to St. John's. They
so
went and got a guy who just got
guy
fired.
Just got fired, right.
I mean,
at least he's been in the mix, though. He knows what's going on. He had success
there's
at Missouri.
Positives.
He had a lot of success at Missouri.
There's positives there. But, I mean, this is like the eighth choice. When they started this search, they did not say, we got to talk to Mike Anderson.
But can we give him a chance, though? You got to give him a chance, right? I mean, you can't just...
This has been a total embarrassment for them as far as the search goes. They have got alumni coming on Mike's show and destroying everybody in power there. You've got guys who cover college basketball saying it's the worst coaching search they've ever covered in their lives. Everybody has left
that's
the program.
That's what Rothstein said.
Okay.
Not guys. That's what John Rothstein told you yesterday.
Okay.
That is the worst coaching search he's ever seen.
And you don't take his word for it?
No, I do take his word for it. He's good at it.
Right. There you go.
You'd be a little douchey about it, but he's good at it.
You gotta stop. One of two things needs to happen.
All right.
You gotta stop calling him a douche, or you have to get John Rothstein's number. Because every time you call him a douche, he texts me and wants to I'm not a douche. I swear. I didn't mean to be talking on the phone in the elevator. I'd like to invite Boomer and Al over for a barbecue.
Douche.
Please.
I never thought he was a douche until Al pointed it out to me.
I don't find him to be a douche.
No, just douchey qualities.
Just that one move that day in the elevator.
How about when he's sitting in the bullpen with his feet up on the desk?
Also.
Yeah. That's another douche move, mm-hmm. right?
A little bit.
It's two of them.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean,
what
literally.
A douche.
Yeah. See?
Mike Anderson's a real college basketball coach.
I trust Al Dukes. I've worked with Al Dukes for 11 years now. I trust him. Okay. I trust his sensibilities.
His douche dog?
Yes.
What really? A douche.
Yes. Yes. He definitely has douche star, yes.
Royals beat the Yankees 6-1. Yankees fall to 8-10. The Royals up to 7-12. Jorge Soler and Ryan O'Hearn with home runs. Here's Aaron Boone. No, not a great night.
Anytime we come and lose and get shut down, it's always disappointing. It's always frustrating.
Whit Merrifield, an RBI double, a ground rule, RBI double, and Adalberto Mondesi, a pair of sac flies and RBIs late. Homer Bailey, 6 innings, 3-hit ball for the win. Boone says he was pretty good.
He was keeping us honest with his fastball and able to throw strikes with his fastball, but the split finger was a really good pitch for him, and we just had a hard time really mounting.
Tonight, C.C. Sabathia takes on Jacob Junis. We will have it for you on The Fan. The Mets are in St. Louis with Vargas facing Adam Wainwright. Also, you have the Rockies beat the Phillies 6-2. Nationals over the Giants 4-2. Patrick Corbin took a one-hitter into the eighth, wound up going 7 2/3. Cody Bellinger hits its 10th home run, and the Dodgers knocked off the Brewers 3-1. The Diamondbacks complete the sweep of the Braves, winning 4-1. And just quickly, the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the Capitals 2-1. Series even 2-2. So the Islanders wait for the winner of that, which is now a best of
and
three
it looks
at
like
this point.
TJ Oshie
going to be out
Capitals
for some time,
yeah,
is what
their
coach
did,
said.
Did they say what it was? They say a wrist or
no,
a shoulder?
No, I did not see that yet, but his head coach said he is going to miss significant time.
Yeah, it was a cheap shot by Fogle of the Canes.
Who's a rookie, isn't he?
Yeah, and he knocked out. He actually scored a goal last night at the beginning of the game. He's been one of the more active Hurricane players in this series, and you know that series has turned now all of a sudden.
Even at 2-2, Blues beat the Jets 3-2, Sharks over the Golden Knights 5-2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.